Hallelujah. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reach out to me. Hallelujah. You are my strength. Yes, Lord. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reach out to me. You lift me up in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name. You lift me up. You lift me up. You are my strength. Hallelujah. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Strength, hallelujah. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reach out to me. When you're weak, he is strong. You are my strength. Hallelujah. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reach out to me. Unfailing love. Stronger than mountains. Deeper than oceans. Reach out to me in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name. You lift me up. You lift me up. Hallelujah. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Greta, are you there? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are my strength this morning. Hallelujah. Greta, are you there? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our telecommunications sanctuary, The Master's Call. This is Brenda Terrell, and I'm residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we honor you, we praise your holy and righteous name. Lord, we come into this sanctuary knowing, Lord, that you are our strength. Strength like none other. We thank you, Lord, when we are weak, you're the one who gives us the strength. And we thank you, Father, for your word that's forever settled in heaven. We thank you, Lord, that we have come together, united, to give your name praise and give your name glory, to honor you in all our ways. So we ask you that you use us this day, Lord God. Use us to your glory. Lord, we are your vessels, and you have placed us here on this earth for a purpose. So, Father God, as we acknowledge you in all our ways, we know that you will truly direct our paths. We thank you for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We give your name glory for them, Lord God, for just honoring you with this call each and every day. We thank you, Lord, for blessing the messenger that will come forth with your powerful word. We ask a precious anointing upon her, Lord God, as she comes forth. And we know, Father God, that your words will be so anointed that our ears will be open to hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. Lord God, we will be doers and not just hearers only. And we thank you, Lord God, that your presence is in the place. Bless each and every person that's on this call. Thank you for strengthening them, Lord God, like none other, as they go forth through this pandemic, through this season, and in this time. And we know, Father God, hallelujah, that you are the God of our salvation. You are our strength. You are our first, and you are our last. And we thank you for everything that you're doing in this season, in this hour, and in this time. In Jesus' name, we pray and say hallelujah. Amen and amen. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Prayer General, Minister Brenda?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Robin. God bless you. Take it away.
God bless you. I want to thank you again for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer. And again, I say good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every single one of you. My name is Minister Robin. I'm here in New Jersey, and we welcome you to the Master's Call. And Minister Roslyn, thank you so much for your worship. As we know, God is truly our strength. Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about our call. The Master's Call was founded in October 2010, and we are approaching, glory to God, 10 years. It was founded by our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we stand on our scripture, which is found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website for you, and all of our messages have been archived on that site, along with the bios of all of the speakers, and the website is themasterscall.net. That is themasterscall.net. And our theme this year in 2020 is "With Supernatural Eyes of Faith in Us and Through Us, the Evidence of Greater Work Must Be Released, Glory to God, and Seen." Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be part of this blessed ministry, to be part as maybe a greeter, a host, or if the Lord has given you a word and you would like to share that with us, you may even have prayer requests and or praise reports. You can submit that information on our website. You can send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That is info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, they will contact you. And on Fridays, we take your prayer requests and your praise reports. We have a second half of our call, and we look forward to doing that because this call was founded on prayer. Now, there's a company called Artist International, now known as Artist Life. It's a phenomenal company, and it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago, and that's how many of us have come together. And they have great products to help the world become healthier. Right after this call, we have the new morning motivational call, and it's held Monday through Friday. And there are a team of great leaders that will give you and provide you with vital information on behalf of Artist Life and the products that they have for you. And that number that you can dial in is 712-770-4005. The PIN code is 294-617. That is 712-770-4005. PIN code 294-617. We also have a bypass number, just in case you may need that number, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. And today is Presidential Tuesday. Well, I'm not going to take any more time right now. I'll come back and I'll repeat some of these after we hear this powerful word that I know God has given to our speaker for the day. So let me just tell you a little bit about her. Co-pastor Lavonia Lewis, she stands on Matthew 11:12. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. She was born in Las Vegas, Nevada, to a single teenage mom. And co-pastor Lavonia Lewis, she seemed destined to be another statistic. Huh. But what the devil meant for bad, God used it for good. And at a very young age, she knew that her life was different from others, and she was called by God to be set aside for his use. At the age of 13, she realized that even though she was brought up in church and that she needed to make her relationship with God personal, she was filled with the Holy Ghost. And at 14, she began preaching the gospel in many churches in the Las Vegas area. At 17, she was an ordained evangelist. And at 19, she was a pastor, a youth pastor, glory to God. And together with her husband, overseer Eugene P. Lewis, she co-pastored and founded Lion of Judah Ministries. And their mandate is to equip the saints, win the lost, recover the backslider. She is a wife, she is a mother, she is a sister, a daughter, a teacher, a student, a counselor, a pastor, and a friend. So without any further ado, I am bringing back one of our family members, and I am introducing to some our blessed, anointed, appointed co-pastor Lavonia Lewis. Are you there, Pastor Lavonia?
Amen. I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. God bless you.
Amen. We bless God for the call today. Thank God for those of you who are on the call. We're so grateful for God that he loves us the way he does, that he takes care of us the way he does, that we started this morning ready to start our day. I don't know about you all, but I haven't even been to sleep. I've been in prayer and just hearing from God and have yet to get to sleep. I will go to sleep after this call, but I'm excited to talk to you and encourage your heart and get you ready for what it is God has for you on today. And we thank God for all of the prayer warriors and to my sisters, our Mother Eagles, who are the founders of this call. I'm honored. I'm going to talk to you today, and I pray that your heart is encouraged with the word of God today. I was thinking of a situation that had happened to me not very long ago. And I don't know if how many of you know my story, but when I came to Artist, I am a product of the product. Let me say that. I started in Artist because someone brought the products to me. And I was, at that time, well over 400 pounds. I was inching closer and closer to 500 pounds. I had had some difficulty with my daughter and with the pregnancy on my last child. And the doctors knew nothing. They did not know what to do to help me. And I began to get on the Artist products, and the Lord healed my body, began to heal me, and I released a little over 200 pounds. And so you can imagine, in about 2 years' time, you got to imagine after years of going to doctor and doctor and doctor and doctor and praying and asking God what to do. When this began to happen, and my doctor even was amazed. He said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So I say all that because this is the setup. I want you to hear me real good. The other day, I was cleaning out my closet, and I found a pair of shorts that I used to wear way back in the day before I lost all the weight. And I sat them on my counter. Should have thrown them out, but I didn't. I sat them on the counter because they held a nostalgia for me. I remember what I used to wear them. I remember liking them and how they fit and how comfortable they were. And so one day I was in the room and I was looking for something to put on. I needed to throw something on really fast, really quick. And those shorts were sitting up there, and I picked the shorts up and I put them on. And they immediately fell down. So I picked them up again because, again, I got to hurry up. I don't have time to look for something. I got to really run and go do something. And as I'm holding them with my hand, they're still falling off of me. And as I pass by, my son sees me. And my pants almost fall. And he looks and says, "Oop," and covers his face. And it was at that moment that the Lord told me, he said, "Daughter, you've lost too much weight, and they don't fit anymore." He said, "You're going to stop trying to put things on that no longer fit you." Can I encourage your heart again? Let me say that again. Stop trying to put, I've released you. You were weighted before. You prayed for me to let you loose from that thing. I've released you from that thing. And now, because of convenience, you're going to try to go put it back on. And the Lord said, if you keep trying to put back on what I have released you from, you're going to be embarrassed. Someone is going to see it fall off of you. Now, I would have been embarrassed if my son would have seen that. And if I would have been running in the middle of what I was trying to do, and it would have fallen off of me. And the word for me today is to let you all know who are on this call that you're trying to fit into a situation that God has delivered you from. It don't fit anymore. It doesn't fit you. What am I trying to say? Stop trying to fit into spaces you don't fit into anymore. Stop trying to go back into places you've been delivered from. What do you say, Pastor? I'm saying that here God is taking you to another level. I really just came to drop this word real quick in what God is saying. I'm taking you to another place in your mind. I've taken you to another place in your body. I've taken you to another place in your business. I've taken you to another place in your family. But because it is challenging you, because it is stretching you, because it is taking you from a square to a rectangle. Y'all going to catch that. You're going to catch that. It's taking you from a square to a rectangle. It is uncomfortable. So some of you are reaching back. Some of us are reaching back into what was comfortable and trying to put that thing back on. And it's not fitting. And it's slipping. And people are going to see it slip if you're not careful. Listen, First Peter was talking to the people, and he was talking just this very thing about how he had changed. He was no longer what he used to be. And 1 Peter 1:13 said, if he wanted to let them know that they needed to be in the same mindset. He says, listen, therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Peter said, listen, I need you to change your mind. I need you to focus and get your minds ready for action. I don't need you to go back to what's familiar. I don't need you to go back to, listen, Peter understood what was familiar. He knew that. He knew that mindset. He knew how that was to slip back into what was familiar. You remember when Christ was crucified and he came back looking, who was not there? Peter. Where was Peter? Fishing. Peter said, I got to go back to what's familiar. My Savior is gone, and I don't know what the next steps are. I'm going to go back to what's familiar. I'm going to go back fishing. So Peter understood this mindset. He understood that listen, it feels better that when I'm challenged and I'm faced with a task and I don't understand what to do, I don't know where to go, I don't know what my next move is, I'm not hearing God like I used to hear God. Because let me tell you something, there are some times when you will get in a situation and it seems like God will get silent on you. If it's never happened, keep living, it will. I don't know about some of y'all, but some of us superheroes, some of us Avengers, don't always hear the plan when we wish we could hear it. Some of us are sitting there waiting for God to give us the next plan of action, and God is still working some stuff out. And all his word is he'll come back with, just trust me. Do you trust me? Do you believe me that I won't leave you nor forsake you? Do you know that I have never, ever made a move without you in mind? You do understand that Jeremiah 29:11 is still real, that I do have plans for you. And I know if we look at our situation now and if we look at what's going on in this world now, it really would feel as though God has totally left us. Oh, but if you could just see through your spiritual eye, if you could just understand that God is doing a new thing and he has you in mind with this, there are some blessings that are set up, but there are also some movements, some tasks that we are going to have to do. Listen, he says, I don't need you to go back into what's familiar. I don't need you to go back into what you're comfortable with. When I pull you out of this time, I don't need you to go backwards. I need you to move forward. And when you move forward, I need you to do it expediently. I need you to have some kind of, listen, the Lord said, I want you to have some kind of fervor and vigor behind it. He said, I want you to think about moving quickly like it has some haste. You know, when your mom used to tell you to come here, I don't know about anybody else's mother, but when my mama would tell me to come here, she basically would only call us once. Because she expected at that time that she called you that, listen, you was going to move when you heard the first time. She was going to keep repeating your name. So listen to Ephesians 6:14. It says, stand firm then with the belt of truth fastened around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness arrayed. Listen, so you're telling me not to go back, Pastor. You're telling me not to go back to what's familiar. But what do I do when it feels uncomfortable? Listen, you got to do what Paul told the Ephesians. You got to stand firm. You got to stand firm with the belt of truth fastened around your waist. Listen, when you're standing and you are in temptation, the temptation is coming for you to go back to what's familiar. Listen, I know that this is more comfortable and I want to go be back over there. Listen, I want to be back in that relationship because even though it was dysfunctional and even though God called me out of it, at least I knew that devil I was dealing with. Come on, let's be real. At least I knew that one. I'm scared to move forward because at least I know how to move in this dysfunction. I call it functional dysfunction. At least I know how to move in this dysfunction. No, God said, come out from among them and be ye separated, said the Lord. Listen, when you're coming out of that and you're about to make your forward progression, what you have to remember is that you got to, one, stand still. The second thing you need to do is you have to stand still and you got to have truth on your side. Listen, don't lie to yourself and don't lie to nobody else about what your situation is. Now, that don't mean tell your business. Hello. That don't mean you got to go tell everybody what's going on with you. But it does mean that when you are talking to yourself, and sometimes we have to give ourselves a self-talk, you've got to be honest with you. If you got to say that don't fit anymore. It doesn't fit anymore. So one, you got to stand firm. You got to refuse to go backwards. If you can't move forward, my God, at least don't fall back. Just stand firmly planted. Next thing you got to do is you got to know you have to have some truth about you. I got to have some truth. I got to speak truth. I got to listen to truth. I got to read my word because I need truth to stand on. I need to have some truth. The next thing you need to do, and he said, fasten around your waist. Many, it's going to hold up your pants. It's going to hold you up and keep you braced. It's going to give your posture. Listen, a belt is going to help you have posture, help you stand strong. Not only are you going to stand firm, in truth is going to help you stand upright and straight. You're not going to be crooked over in this thing. And the next thing it said, with the breastplate of righteousness arrayed. Listen, and not only that, now I'm going to have my breastplate on me, and I'm going to have my protection against my heart. Your heart got to be protected when you walk in the truth, because everybody don't want to hear the truth. Do you hear me? Everybody don't want to hear what you got to say. And some people are going to be offended at the fact that you've moved away from them. My God, everybody's not going to applaud the fact that you left where you once were, because sometimes, let me give you this, and I know many of you probably already know this, can clap, amen, can sign, they got the T-shirt and the matching hat. Some folk like for you to stay in that lower place because it don't change, it makes it where they ain't got to move. You are too many people's excuse not to move. Let me say it again. I need to say it for me if I don't say it for y'all. Your inability to move, you're not moving, not your inability, but your lackluster. You're not wanting to move. Your disobedience in moving has become excuses for other folk not to move. Well, I ain't got to do no better. She not. I don't have to do my business. She's not. I don't have to take care of my body. She's not. Listen, and you would think that's silly, but folk, I'm telling you, their mentality is like, especially if they're watching you and they're taking their cues from you, when you don't move, then they feel like it's okay for them not to move. It's time to move forward. If I didn't give y'all a topic, that's what you, if you needed a topic for tonight, here it is. It's time to move forward because this don't fit anymore. It's time to be challenged because this doesn't fit anymore. It's time to grow because you've lost too much weight. You've been too delivered. You got too much righteousness. You got too much truth. Come on. You messed around and then hooked up with ministry that is telling you what thus said the Lord and not thus said them. Come on. You done messed around and got with some friends who are holding you accountable. And now you can't fit into the stuff you used to do. It don't work for you anymore. It doesn't hold you like it used to anymore. And so there's some things you're going to have to say bye-bye to. Yeah, because I got to stand firm, so I got to say bye-bye. You make me weak and wobble, so I got to say bye-bye. I don't trust me around you, so I've got to say bye-bye. My last thing I want to do is I want to encourage you to get up, be open to new, expect new, be ready for new. And prepare yourself. Do you hear me? Get ready. Get set. Go. It's time to move forward. Here doesn't fit anymore. I want y'all to be blessed. Take this word with you on today. And know that it's time for you to stand in truth. And who God has made you to be. Love you. You got this. And the Holy Spirit is holding you in his hand and will not let you fall. Be encouraged. Be blessed.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Lavonia. Glory to God. It's time to move forward. I am going to call you back after that profound word shortly. And then you can give us our benediction. Let us pray, family. Father, 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 you are good. You are good to us. You are awesome. You are wonderful. And we thank you for co-founder, Pastor Lavonia, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you have anointed her, you've appointed her, and the Spirit of God rests upon her. Your Spirit filled with wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might, Lord Jesus. The Spirit of knowledge. And we thank you, Lord God, that as your Spirit is resting upon her, Father God, that she is being filled, continually being filled, Lord God. That she has understanding, Lord God. That she is qualified, Father. She, her family, her husband, the ministry is blessed, Father. And they will continue to, Lord, go forward and speak your word, Father, to those that need healing, those that are meek, those that are poor, those that are wealthy, those that are afflicted, Father God, because you sent her to bind up, Father, the broken heart, and to proclaim your liberty, Lord, proclaim your liberty to those, Father, letting them know that who the Son has set free is truly free indeed. And Father, I just thank you for those that may be afraid. You are with them. They are protected by you. Those that need to be comforted, you are the comforter. Those that are in a state right now of bereavement, Father God, you are with them. You are their peace, Jehovah Shalom. I thank you for watching over them. I thank you for being the healer, the deliverer, the savior, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your word has gone forward. Your word is protecting us. Your word is keeping us. And we will stand. We will be still. We will be firm. We will speak the truth. We know, Lord, that we can rest in your victory because it is truly time for us to move forward. Time to know that you are with us in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, family members, I want to go ahead and give you the playback of this message. The number is 712-432-1085. The PIN code is 957-677-pound. Go back to our site. Again, that number is 712-432-1085. PIN 957-677-pound. The new motivational call is immediately following this call, and you can dial 712-770-4005, PIN code 294-617-POUND. Again, thank you so much, Co-Pastor Lavonia Lewis. What a powerful message, a word of encouragement, a word of truth for each one of us. Thank you so much, Minister Roslyn, for bringing us into the presence of our King. Thank you so much, our prayer general, for greeting the people and loving on them and opening us up with prayer. And again, co-founder Lavonia, we love you. We honor you. Will you please come back and close us with the benediction?
Father, we thank you for this time of exhortation. We thank you for this time of gathering, and we're so grateful. Father, we thank you, and we believe your word to be true, and we follow your word to the letter. And Father, we trust you, and we ask God that you continue to hold us, that we behave decently in daytime, like your word say. And Father, that we clothe ourselves with you, and that we make no provision for the desires of our flesh. Bless us to be strengthened in our body. In your name, Jesus, we pray. It is so. And amen.